Distinguish among the major types of research designs, focusing on the procedural differences among them. What are the relative advantages of the different designs to support internal and external validity claims for our research? It breaks down into a 2x2 box. We've got between group and within group, true experiments and non-experiments. True experiments involve random assignment, either to condition or to condition order, and they increase our hopes of internal validity. Non-experiments typically involve subject variable IVs, where we have great external validity advantage because people really are members of that target population. It's a different thing to say, well, I'm going to study and see whether this person's cognitive behavioral therapy works by trying to read enough of their literature that my research assistant and I can conduct 12 sessions in that therapeutic technique, and then we'll see how that group does compared to a control group. Now, we might have random assignment, manipulation, and all kinds of control. But those 12 sessions done by a couple of rookies who read a couple of articles done by somebody else may not be a good representation of that therapy. Make sense? Whereas if we compare people who really were in one type of therapy and really were in those folks' therapy, now we've got external validity because they really were treated that way. Not hopefully treated kind of sort of like that for us by 12 sessions. But we have an internal validity problem because, well, first of all, there's a reason why they were in the conditions they are. I don't know what it is, but it certainly wasn't an independent variable. And who knows what procedural confounds we don't have. So true experiments give us an advantage towards internal validity. Non-experiments give an advantage towards external validity. Between groups designs are most useful when studying naturally occurring differences, when people are going to be one or the other. And within groups designs are most useful when we're studying naturally occurring change. We can also use within groups design to increase the efficiency and statistical power of the study of differences, but that isn't really a useful part of this question. We'll get into that stuff more later.